Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In our text this morning, I started to go down a rabbit hole, and I got to pondering. I wonder what it would be like to enter God's presence. How would I respond? Truthfully, how would I respond if I truly met God face to face? The Bible is full of stories of God interacting with God's people, but there are very few occasions when people come face to face with the living God. One such instance happened to the prophet Isaiah. In the 6th chapter of the book of Isaiah, the prophet recalls the time when he encountered God in the temple. He said it this way: "In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord high and exalted, seated on a throne, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him were seraphim, each with 6 wings. With 2 wings they covered their faces, with 2 they covered their feet, and with 2 they were flying. And they were calling to one another, 'Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory.' At the sound of their voices, the doorposts and thresholds shook, and the temple was filled with smoke. 'Woe to me,' I cried, 'I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips. And my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty.' Then one of the seraphim flew to me with a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with tongs from the altar. With it he touched my mouth and said, 'See, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away and your sin atoned for.' Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, 'Whom shall I send? And who will go for us?' And I said, 'Here am I. Send me.'" In this Advent season, I think it's an important question to ask ourselves. John the Baptist announces that God, the kingdom of heaven, is drawing near. God is drawing near to the crown of his creation, humankind, in the person of Jesus Christ. And as I thought about this, I landed on 3 words this morning: holiness, repentance, life. Let's start with holiness. When we enter God's presence, we encounter God's holiness, not God's harsh judgment. Often people see God is a God of anger and judgment. I grew up being told about the anger and wrath of the Old Testament God. Images of Charlton Heston in the movies. Yet, we just heard Isaiah, overwhelmed by God's holiness. God's holiness filled the temple and it shook its foundations. Encountering God's holiness caused Isaiah to be aware of his sinfulness. And he cries out, "Woe to me, I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips." Unless you're one of the hard-hearted scribes and Pharisees who encountered Jesus' wrath, people encountered Jesus and discovered a man of love, a man of compassion, a man who cared for people. People who encountered Jesus wanted to be different people. They wanted their lives to change. I believe when we enter God's presence, we encounter God's holiness. We see God as God really is. but it also allows us to see ourselves, who we really are. In the closing prayer of many of the sermons I give, you'll hear me say, I pray as the Holy Spirit illuminates each person's heart, that your word may take root, that you would show us ourselves, and that you would show us our Savior. Make your word alive in our hearts. We encounter the living God. We see our lives in the light of God's holiness. The pastor who married Marjorie and I used to say, the closer I get to the light, the more I see. God's holiness. That's our first word. Our second word was repentance. Repentance is a religious word that means to change one's mind. It is a mind change that leads to a change in behavior that is a life change. The act of repentance is in response to God's holiness and love. Isaiah realized that he was a man of unclean lips. Angels flew to him and cleansed him with a coal from the sacrificial fire, enabling him to repent and lead a new life. People coming to John responded to his call to repent and be baptized to show their desire to live new lives in accordance to God's will. There are many stories. Zacchaeus is the story of a man whose life changed when he encountered Jesus. His story is representative of those who encountered Jesus and responded to his love and compassion. I bet if we took time today, any number of you would have a story of when you encountered God's love and compassion, his mercy. The Holy Spirit is God's presence in us. It is not just a fancy theological doctrine. It is the real presence of God living in our hearts. As the Holy Spirit moves in our lives, we see God's holiness and ourselves in the light of that holiness. Holiness, repentance, and the final word, life. Repentance leads to new life, an abundant life. The new life that we receive through faith in Jesus Christ does not come by adding more stuff to it. New life comes through repentance and God's forgiveness, which leads us to a new way of living. We change from bad to good. Maybe over time, good to better. If we're really lucky, maybe better to best. Until we get to heaven. We walk this journey of faith our entire life. The new life that we begin to live provides us with the ability to live the abundant life that is ours through the cross of Christ. The new life of being a disciple of Jesus Christ and a servant of God is sometimes difficult and is always contrary to our human nature. But few people have regretted their act of repentance and the new life in which it leads. This morning, you may be asking, but how do I get this new life? To prepare for the coming of Jesus, to make our path straight. First step in making a straight path is to get down on your knees and repent to God and live a new life wrapped in God's grace, his mercy, and his peace. As Laura shared in the children's message, it is something that we do daily, often. Probably more than daily, we ask God for forgiveness. It's always interesting that often the change we seek in others and in our world must first start in each of us. John the Baptist tells us the kingdom of God is near. And as we behold God's glory, let us repent and transform so that others may behold God's love and mercy in us, in our lives. May we all repent and live new lives this day. We close in prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray that as the Holy Spirit illuminates each person's heart, that your word may take root, that you would show us ourselves, and that you would show us our Savior. Make your word alive in our hearts. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.